We all have a need for art. We just do. So during this lockdown, the Trent Community 18 artists are going online with their first fine art auction. It's going to be held from June 8th to July 8th online. So what do? You go to 18artists.net, click on the auction button, and you'll find the art you love. And by buying it, you're helping a low-income Trenton artist make up some of his or her lost income. You could also find information on that artist and how Trent Community A-Team at 51 North Stockton Street in Trenton is building both self-esteem for the artists and enhancing the Trenton community. Trenton Community A-Team supports, develops, and promotes the art produced by self-taught Trenton artists because art is transformative and it reframes the artist's connectedness to self and others while enhancing the community. Now, normally the Trenton Community A-Team presents the artist's work at local venues, but this pandemic has now encouraged TCAT to move to the web with this auction and direct internet sales. So again, what do? You go to A-Teamartists.net, A-Teamartists, that's right, plural, more than one artist, A-Teamartists.net. Click on the auction button and show your appreciation for some Trenton creativity and get a sweet tax deduction at the same time. 30% of the sales purchase and your donation goes to the Trenton Community A-Team nonprofit for supplies, rent, and other expenses, and 70% of that money goes directly to the artists. How cool is that? So please, like it, share it, enjoy the auction. A-Teamartists.net. Click on auction and away you go. You only have till July 8th. Sasso out.
This is Irving Paul from the Grind and Grow podcast, and you're listening to Trenton Waves on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Yep, Trenton Waves. That's right, Trenton Waves. No, Christina is not here this week, podcast here. It's just me. So lucky you. You have just me to deal with. Actually, that would be really torturous because if it was just me, I couldn't even tell you where this podcast would go. So it's not just me today. I have sitting with me, Mr. Phil Stacks is with us today. Welcome, Phil.
What's going on, Frank?
How's it going, brother?
Oh, man, it's going.
Here's what I like about how we met. I'm in Tracy's the other day. Tracy's Kitchen on Front Street. And I'm ordering my food, and I just hear this bodiless voice behind me saying, oh, I'm going to talk to this food. I'm going to talk to this food before I eat it. This food needs some talking to. I turn around. It's Phil Stacks, who I hadn't even met yet. And we just clicked, and we were talking to each other like we've known each other for at least 15, 20 years.
You asked me, what do I actually say to the food?
Yeah.
Before I...
And what do you say to food before you eat it?
I just look at the plate and I say, mm-hmm. I understand that there was a lot of hard work and effort put into making you,
mm-hmm.
but there will be a lot of hard work and effort into destroying
you. Destroying it. You. Now, why do you see it as destroying? I would see it as the goal of food, I would think, is to be eaten.
I demolish plates.
You like food? Are you a foodie?
I work a lot, so... I gotta be honest with you, my eating habits are a little unhealthy.
Really? But you look very fit. You look like one of these guys that can eat anything and not gain any pounds.
I'm unhealthy fit. I'm gonna be honest.
You're unhealthy fit?
Yeah, because...
How does that work?
All right. Wake up in the morning, no breakfast.
What?
Cup of coffee, cigarette. Then about 12, 1 o'clock, oh yeah, I'm gonna run over to the pizza place, go get me 2 slices and a Pepsi.
Oh, God.
See? And then...
First of all, the fact that you drink Pepsi and not even a Coke.
Right.
So you have a cigarette, you have coffee, then a cigarette, and you wash it down with a Pepsi chaser? Really?
Yeah, probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours apart, yeah.
Dude, that's going to catch up to you.
Man, it is.
That's totally going to catch up to you. You can't just run like that.
You know what? I'm trying to break the cycle.
How? What are you doing?
All of the great artists, the Jimi Hendrix, the Whitneys,
yeah,
all of them. Do you know how they became so great?
No.
They were high. They were high.
Are you high?
Not now, but
that's good.
Sometimes I like to talk to Mary and Juwan.
Right.
Not only my food.
Yeah.
You know, Mary and Juwan, but hey, listen, that is as far as the door will open.
For God's sake, have a salad once in a while.
I do.
Eat a carrot.
Pizza City, they have the illest chicken salad.
This is where you go for your salads, Pizza City?
Pizza City has a very scrumptious chili.
How would you even know if it's good?
Because I eat it.
But how do you even know if it's good for you, what you're eating, based on your habits?
Well, see, to be honest with you,
yeah.
I have started to take a look at the labels. I have. I'm from the hood.
Okay.
Where I'm from, I'd be lucky if they could spell label. So I wasn't taught this. It's levels to life itself. Being raised by my mother in a household with just her sisters.
Right.
A brother, drugs running all through the family, addictive personalities everywhere.
Right, right.
It's kind of crazy, but I turned out well. I turned out good.
Do you hear somebody talking?
I do.
What is that? Who is that?
So that's definitely, it's either upstairs.
No, there's nobody upstairs. There's nobody here.
Next door?
No. The Tracy's kitchen? Your cousin's in there? You think they're talking that loud?
Probably, if you're right.
What is that? There's always something whenever we record. Either Erin is here upstairs walking around with her clodhopping boots, or there's like arguing outside, or a train going by or something.
Tracy, I smell the chicken leg and I hear the cook.
There's one thing they don't do at Tracy's is make salad. They make salad?
What?
Do they?
Now, that's my family, actually.
I know. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I mean, you know, the whole...
I know. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, my goodness. She makes a great salad.
How come I never see salad over there?
They're custom to order.
See, I didn't know this.
Her salad don't be regular. That thing be clumps of this, baskets of that.
They do custom salads.
Yeah.
You have to know to ask for this.
Right, yeah. I need to do her menu over.
Yeah, really, dude, because I look at the menu, I don't see anything about a salad.
Well, no, she has stuff that's not on the menu, too. It's just she's been through a lot starting the business, you know, because like I said, I'm day one. You know, I did the logo,
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're the guy, though.
I did it all. She had all of this stuff. Like,
even on the salad on the menu?
You know the screen when you walk in?
Yeah.
That's supposed to have the menu on there. Like, I created it to where, you know, it's digital as well.
Okay.
And the menu flips and the food, pictures of the food pop up.
Right.
You know, but nowadays, man, it's really hard running a business the right way. We try to keep costs down.
I get that. I understand that. All I'm saying is update the menu so it has a salad on there.
Right. No, you're right.
I'm not even a big salad guy. I don't even know why I'm so hot up on about the salads right now. Salad. Anyway, you got me going with that. Okay, here's my first question, because Christina normally asks this question. In your journey of life, how did you come to Trenton?
Well, can I call my mom and ask her? Because I was in the womb.
Oh, okay. So you were born here.
Born and raised.
Really? And you're how old?
Oh, yes. I am 43 years old.
43 years old. God bless you.
I will be 44 this year.
So you're born and raised in Trenton.
Born and raised.
Tell me a little bit about your childhood. Oaks. In Trenton, growing up in Trenton 43 years ago.
Oh, man. I grew up East Trenton, Oak Street area, Oak Street, Terrell, Poplar Street. Fun childhood, man. We had, shout out to Lil Walk and Johnny, teach me how to ride the dirt bikes. We rode dirt bikes in the freight yard all the way at the end of Oak Street. We did everything that little kids do, you know. And it's shocking that I'm saying this because I'm like, yo, this is like crazy because my son does none of this.
Really?
He doesn't, do you know what it takes for me to get him to ride his bike?
How old is he?
11.
Is he into video games?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
He has an iPhone X, PlayStation 4. He has so much stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but he's great in school. No. Do you know this kid?
So he's a good student, so you can't really say anything then.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
This kid noticed that there were children in his class that had sort of a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
He created a curriculum. And the teachers let him implement it after school only.
Really?
And this is to help kids that are, you know, he had like a little strategy.
What's the curriculum? You know,
it's a strategy.
Okay. But for learning?
Basically finds out what you like to do. And he kind of relates the lesson and what you have to learn to that.
Really?
To kind of help you learn quicker.
Maybe he can help me out.
This kid, man.
So he could apply this to any kind of subject.
Yes. And that's what, you know, that's what I liked about it.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
This kid.
But he doesn't like to go outside.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't like to go on a bike or play in the dirt.
I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm telling you, I know I'm going to go through his door and it's going to be lotion, fry, shoot to the roof. He's going to jump. I'm going to catch him.
What are you talking about?
Man, he's going to be.
Lotion to the roof.
He's going to be in there playing with the little Vienna sausage.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to catch my
I know, dude.
I'm telling
you. Oh, my God.
He's in the room too much, Frank.
All right. Okay. I see where you're going. All right. How did I not catch that?
Right.
I thought he's cooking or something. He's talking about Vienna sausages.
I was trying to be PG-13.
I didn't get. If my wife were here, she would have caught that and she would have shot me a look.
How did you not know
what he was talking about? Phil Stacks.
He's a great kid.
Phil Stacks, you're outrageous, man. You're out of control.
He's a great kid, man.
Okay, so you're doing the dirt bikes as a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what? Were you a good kid?
I was this whole, I'm not smoking. You guys are going to die. Right. You're going to catch cancer in the face and your head's going to fall off. I was one of those kids.
Right, now you're smoking and drinking coffee for breakfast.
Smoking at 22.
Oh, man, really? You've been smoking for over 20 years.
I went through my quitting and now I'm trying to quit again. To be honest with you, I see these commercials and these commercials haunt me. I have to quit. It has to go because I want to be here. I have a legacy that I'm building and generational wealth.
Right.
And I need to be here to structure it
and
to pass it along.
You don't need to be smoking. It's disgusting. Just think about the idea of smoking. It's disgusting.
You're right, because when I quit.
And you're a sharp guy. Come on.
You're right.
I like how you say, I've already been through quitting. Well, no, you haven't.
Hey, listen.
Clearly, you haven't been through quitting.
I keep it a buck and a bean, Frank. I keep it a buck and a bean.
A buck and a bean.
A buck and a bean.
Tell me what that means, because my wife isn't here to explain that to me.
Well, you know, some people say I keep it a buck. You know, that means I keep it 100. I keep it real.
Oh, okay. Keep it 100%.
Other people say
you're talking to a very, very white guy, okay?
Sorry, I got
you. I need to understand this lingo.
I got you.
Okay, you're going to help me? So if I go up to a guy and say, hey, look, man, I'm keeping it a buck and a bean. He's going to know what I'm talking about?
No, he's not.
He's not because of the way I said it.
What if
I called him a dope? Would that be okay? Is that a compliment?
No, not at all.
That's not a compliment. No.
Now, if you say your sneakers are dope.
Your sneakers are dope.
Or your shirt is dope.
Yeah.
Or, but if you say, you're a dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how he would take that. I mean.
So if I said, yo, man, you're a dope. That's
he
bad.
He probably would look at you with this look on his face like you had a transformer coming out the middle of your head.
So he's looking at me. I got Bumblebee on my face. And he's freaking out because I'm like just some whack job calling him a dope, thinking I'm complimenting him.
I mean, you know, look where we at. He's trying to figure out whether you said, do you smoke dope?
Right.
And are you dope?
Well, so if I'm asking him if he wants to buy dope.
You know, he's probably he's gonna, you know,
Will,
to figure it
the
out.
Great Will Foskey is famous for saying, yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think, is he insulting me? Is he complimenting me? Is he calling me a dope?
Figuratively speaking.
You know, because I'm like, well, you're a stupid idiot thinking I'm complimenting him. And I'm not. Not that I'm calling Will an idiot. He's far from it.
Oh, see, then you had me around. I'd be like, oh, man, that was stupid dope.
Okay, now stupid dope. Is that better than dope?
Yeah.
That's better.
That's like retarded sick.
Retarded sick.
Retarded sick.
That's good.
Great. Groovy.
Groovy?
Groovy.
Since when did groovy become a black thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Groovy used to be like a Brady Bunch thing.
I am the guy that bridges everything.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm taking quantity and quality, and I am bridging the gap.
And now who's on your shirt there?
The Wayne Brothers.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see it now. You had all the gold chains in front of his face. I couldn't see you. You have a lot of gold chains on you.
I always wanted to be a rapper, man.
Me too. Dude, me too.
I'm telling you.
But this comes up on every show, I've always wanted to be a rapper.
If they sold the starter kits,
yeah,
you would know that it's a fluke and you're not going to get signed. And you would still buy it.
Oh, I would still buy it. I would totally buy it.
Just the, what do you call that stuff that gets released? The stuff that gets released in your head. You know how a dope, they call it chasing a dragon.
Okay, I think.
What do they call that stuff?
LSD?
No. No, when you're doing something,
right,
your mind releases
endorphins. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I did not mean See, I'm short. I got little
endorphins.
Arms.
You're like the Kevin Hart of Trenton.
I got little arms like him too. Almost.
You're a little guy, but you pack a punch. I tell you that. Gee whiz.
There it is. Endorphins.
Endorphins. Yeah. Okay. Calm down. You're saying to me that it's the hood in me. You're saying that endorphins get released, right? As far as rapping goes, how does that relate to what you're talking
feeling.
About?
Feeling.
Yes.
You get that feeling. You get that high. It's like, oh my God, I'm 2 Chainz with a Rick Ross beard, short as Kevin Hart, but I got a lot of Chainz like Future.
I was waiting for the rhyme for beard. There was no rhyme on beard. You rhymed beard with Future? Really?
No, I was.
You need that kit.
It's characteristics. There you go.
Get your son on that. Have your eight-year-old develop a strategy for a rapping kit, and me and you would buy it, and we'd be the only ones that bought it.
Can negatively promote the kit. For successful
albums. I knew there was something about you I liked. I knew it. We're like two peas in a pod trying to get through this show. It's already been about 15 minutes. That is very, very cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So, dude, okay, so you're in Trenton. You're doing your thing. What are you involved with? You have your own business? Are you working a job? What do you do?
Oh, man. Well, this is where it gets good. I am working for NJ Family Care. I come in regular trainee. I get promoted. After 6 months, they promoted me to a supervisor. To me, I kind of moved 4 times in the business. Now, we went to HR about this. I moved 4 times in the business.
How long were you there?
12 years.
4 times in 12 years?
Now,
really?
Think about it. When I started out, I was a trainee, right?
Yeah.
So from a trainee to a regular representative, that's a promotion. It might not be a monetary situation. So we kind of fought with that because it was trainee. Then I went from a trainee, I didn't go to a regular rep. I went straight to a team lead, then to a supervisor. Then
where did you go from there?
Workforce manager. I was in charge of creating the schedules, approving vacation time every day, making sure that we hit our number.
So that's above supervisor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But the pay rate didn't increase?
That's the issue. When I was a supervisor, so man, my pay rate was great, 401k, everything. Now, I'm a supervisor and I'm doing this workforce job.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, sometimes the workforce manager has to leave and he loved my energy and he's seen how I was the go-to guy to handle things. So he used to let me watch it. So I learned how to watch it. Then I started being there for longer. They started having me, watch it for 2 hours.
Right, and right.
So now I get it. Then they put me in a class for it. So I get it and, I learn it. And I'm doing this for 3 years. Then they hire this lady who comes in as my supervisor. And she tells me I'm not ready for the position because I was still acting. Because, for 3 years.
You were acting because they were looking for somebody.
Right. Now, this is the thing, though.
All right.
They brought in 2 people. Couldn't do it. One lady fell out and was flopping on the floor like a fish out of water. Her Klonopin got, I don't know, man.
A what?
Klonopin, whatever that medicine is,
Klonopin.
Man.
Klonopin?
Man, she used to drink EpiPens, man.
Oh.
Like, I mean, you open up her desk drawer, and I promise you she had a portable CVS. I'm telling you, it's labor laws around this stuff.
Man.
She, but they bring these people in.
Where did they get these people from?
Going to pull me in the office and talk to me about a degree.
Oh, don't you love that?
I said, you done brought 2 people in here, and I guarantee you if they took their degree out and drew some legs and head and arms on it, it still wouldn't help them.
It would be a cool trick, but still.
Yeah, and it still wouldn't help them. I watched it. I watched the pressure break these people. I told them, you know why I could deal with these people? Because I'm from the hood. I've dealt with a lot.
Are you still there?
Mentally? No. Physically? No.
Oh, so no.
Subconsciously, yes.
Subconsciously, you're still thinking about this place?
Nah,
move on, man.
My subconscious lives in the hood. It reminds me.
No, I'm not talking about the hood. I'm talking about the job itself.
Oh no! Oh, please.
So you're not there anymore.
I actually quit. I had to quit because she kind of forced me out. Type of deal.
How did she do that?
Nitpicking, man. You know, she looked like China. The wrestler, really? China from WWF, she had this grit, like a quarter inch grit across the top of her teeth.
Ouch.
Look like she wants to say, I can't believe it's not butter. I mean, oh my God.
Dude, didn't China die?
I think she died.
Did China the wrestler die?
The place of death of China is Redondo Beach, California. The cause of death of China was drug overdose. China died on April 20th, 2016.
Oh. April 20th? That's the day before my birthday.
Yo,
China died on April 20th.
Yo, over an overdose? Man, I'm telling you.
Well, she didn't die. She didn't die over an overdose. She died from an overdose.
Yeah, right. My bad. Yeah, I said it wrong. See,
I gotta teach you now.
That's the hood in me. But I'm telling
you, don't blame
you,
the hood for that.
Look at all the people. Man, these guys out here are blaming fathers that they never had. They making up. They blaming dads that they never even seen. You can't blame that man that you never seen him before. How you know? Is he light skin? Is he brown skin? Did he stink?
I think the idea is that there was a lack of a father in their life.
Yeah.
You know, not downing mothers. Mothers are very important. I'm just saying.
And that's my mom raised me.
Sure. I mean, you were telling me about your mom.
Man, my mom worked two jobs. And her second job, she rode my Huffy bike, a BMX Huffy. Man, she had hustle in her.
Wait a minute. She rode your BMX Huffy bicycle.
To Robbie's True Value.
To work. She locked it up in there?
Yeah. We had a house and it was in her shed because my dad, he was in the Navy. And her job, it was like 5-7 minutes away, but she rode the bike.
Hey, man.
Robbie's True Value, man.
What did she do there? Cashier or something?
Robbie's True Value. I think she probably just helped people find stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just the principle, man. Just her having the two jobs, watching her get that bike out that garage every day.
Trenton Hustle, man. It's that Trenton Hustle.
Man, the memories, man.
Look at you. You're getting all misty-eyed over there.
You just want yours to be better. Yeah, man, I don't want my kids, you know, but, hey, you know how they say, your parents create a path so you don't have to.
Right.
She couldn't do that for me. And you know what's crazy? I went back and taught my mom about stocks.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
A lot of stuff that we're finding out now, our parents didn't know about it. A lot of people, we got to stop blaming our parents.
Mm.
Like they say, it takes more energy and more muscles in your face to frown and get mad.
That's right.
Long story short, I ended up leaving. I had to quit the job.
Okay, so you quit the job.
And
what are you doing now?
I was actually,
there's more.
Oh, I'm going to keep it short.
Hey, podcaster, you hear that? There's more coming now. He's not even answering my questions. He's forming his own topics at this point. Okay, you hear that music? Okay, go.
So, and at this time, me and my fiance were going through something. I'm popular with the girls. You know, I was a trainer. So, you know, the class.
You were a personal trainer?
Yeah.
Really?
So, like, yeah, training the program, though. Not like
I'm thinking like a gym. Oh, okay.
Ooh.
All right.
I ain't lifting nothing unless it's food to my face. But me and my girl broke up. 8 months we were broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just quit. I'm talking, I was going through so much I had to quit. If I didn't quit, I was going to DDT her on the desk in the middle of the call center. I promise you. I would have went to jail.
Wow.
I had proof. I had recordings that they were targeting me.
Recordings? Really?
Yeah. She had a guy named Hensley. Oh, man. I really hope that he listens. His name was Hensley.
Hensley.
And if he was right here talking through this right now, I'm telling you, it'd melt a hole through it.
Really?
Man.
With just bad breath?
Man, he had that hoorah halitosis. He had halitosis spelt backwards and then put half of the word and then the ptosis.
I feel like such an idiot right now. I don't even know what that means.
What
do you mean? You sweat a lot.
Halitosis.
Yeah, heavy sweating?
No.
What does that mean?
Smelt like he swallowed your toilet.
So he had like bad breath. Halitosis means bad breath. And you see, you learned something on Trenton Waves.
And I used to be on a computer like this, and he'll come right here and kneel down and tell me something about like an agent being sneaky.
Okay.
So he got a whisper.
Oh, and you got a whiff of that, and then that's the end of that. Oh, so it's like God. If you were wearing a suit, he would melt the silk on your tie.
My beard stayed lower on this side all the time. Man, that heat would come around and just take...
It would curl it up.
Clip my edges like I was a woman in a salon.
Oh, my gosh.
But they, you know, set me up, so I quit. And I just had... So now I don't have a job. So now my wife got to go to work.
Yeah.
Now I'm not in the house. So I say, you know what? Whatever. I went to my cousin's studio, and we're talking, and he's telling me about this photography page. And he's like, man, yeah, you got a good visual, man. Why don't you take it and run it?
Mm.
But he didn't know my whole situation. I'm just sitting here sitting on it, like ready to break and bust out crying.
Okay.
So I end up taking the photography page, right, changing the name to it. Man, I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
But I used to take pictures of the baby, and people used to be like, yo, that's nice. Like, you set the...
I like your pictures.
Right. So his studio sat here. Next to his studio was an open studio. I ended up just paying for that studio for a whole year, and I was living out of that studio.
Were you really?
I took 6 pieces of photography equipment, 6 hours a day for 6 months.
666.
666.
Yeah.
People tell me I should write a book.
Not a great number, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, but they say I should write a book because it's actually a good thing that came out of the 666.
Okay.
You know, and I never thought of it until one day this guy said, what was your strategy? What did you do? What was your plan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Sure, right.
You know, and I'm the type of person, I sit and I think about it.
You like to ruminate.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to have a backup plan to the backup plan.
Okay. What was your backup plan? Well, first of all, what was your initial plan?
Hmm.
You were going to have the studio and be a photographer, correct?
I wanted to subsidize 30% of my income.
From the job?
Yep, and then I was going to quit.
Okay, so you were doing this in addition to your job.
Right.
All right.
But I was forced out, and I think I was on like 17%. Oh, my goodness. But I couldn't take it no more.
So you had to make this work.
I had to.
Yeah.
So
it's a good thing that happened.
Let me tell you, when the guy told me, yo, you start your 401k, you start it up, and you forget about it. I forgot about it.
Mm.
Then I get a check for $75,000 in the mail.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. I went and brought everything that I needed for my business. I paid for the studio for a year.
Equipment, green screen, all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
IRA, Roth, here you go, Wells Fargo.
Done. Yeah.
And, you know, I balled out a little bit, shopped, you know. Went
yeah, do your thing.
I was a worker. I was a worker. They had me in there 10 hours a day.
Right.
11, now, but you
look
12.
Like a yeah, but you look like a worker. You look like one of them guys, goodness. One of them hustlers. Absolutely, you look like a 1%er.
1%.
No, really, being a 1%er is a good thing.
Yeah, right.
There's
right.
Not a lot of 1%ers.
Nah.
Maybe that's why we clicked immediately because I could tell a 1%er.
Yeah.
You know, 99%. Here's the difference. Here's what a 1%er. A 1%er like my wife and I. We don't go to the movies on Friday and Saturday nights. We go on Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock. You know why? There's no one in there.
That's
we don't
right.
go out to eat on a Friday and Saturday night. We go on a Thursday night.
That's right.
That's when a waiter is truly waiting
That's
on you.
Right.
I don't wait on lines. Are you kidding me? Waiting on line.
Listen,
what are you, nuts?
To them.
Get the heck out of here.
Right. We go to the mall.
1%er, man.
We go to the mall early in the morning when there's nobody there.
Yeah, we don't even go to the mall, period. How do you like that?
Yes.
If I can order it online, I'm not going to a mall. With his people.
We stopped going to the mall. I kind of like going to the mall only because of my family. We get a lot of attention, you know, and I promote the whole YouTube, the Meet the Stacks.
Right.
You know, so.
What does that have to do with the mall?
Well, we go places and it's opportunities everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
So you, wait a second. Wait, let me understand this. You take your Meet the Stacks YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You take that out with you?
Everywhere.
With your family?
It's right here with me right now. That's right.
What is?
Meet the Stacks and my family. They right here with me right now. You might not see them.
Oh, because they're on your phone?
That's right.
I'm not understanding the mall thing.
There is no law to how you market and promote your brand. And
right, okay.
to me, I tell people all the time, you are your brand.
Right.
Everything that comes out of my mouth,
yeah,
it has to make sense.
So you use the shopping mall as like a stage?
No, I use the shopping mall as when I'm going in there, I'm buying some sneakers, and then that guy looks at my sneakers and says, oh, those nice. Where you go? Oh, I did these. Oh, my page is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. So you just annoy people is what you're doing.
One time we went to Colonial and I put the Pauly Pugh outfit on.
Wait, back up a minute. Colonial Williamsburg?
No, the bowling alley.
Oh, in Trenton.
Right.
Okay. Right. So there's a bowling alley in Trenton called the Colonial. So you went there dressed as your character, Pauly Pugh. If you've seen this guy. Listen, here's what you do. You go to TrentonWaves.com. Click on my picture there with Stax. Me and Stax took a picture together. Click that. And it'll go to the podcast page where this episode is. You'll see a picture there of Pauly Pugh. And that way you know who Pauly Pugh is.
Yeah, so
you went to the bowling alley as Pauly Pugh.
And, oh, man.
Your character.
Just, people get so... It's like... I have one of those faces you can't forget.
Yes, you know, true. Yeah, I know what you mean.
A lot of people tell me that, but you should see my family. When me, my wife, my son, and my daughter are together.
Yeah.
We look like Russell Simmons, Kimora.
Okay.
Little Ling Ling in them.
Right, so a typical American family is what you're saying.
You know. Pop Smoke. Foreigner.
You're doing your Pauly Pugh thing. And let me tell you, Pauly Pugh looks nothing like you.
Oh, nah.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you see this guy?
Pauly Pugh is swag in 1945.
Yeah, with a twist of 1974.
Yes.
He has a little keep on trucking in him.
Oh, my goodness.
And those teeth. What's with that grill, man?
Wow.
He needs a dentist.
Man.
Get some caps on that face, please.
And then he had the nerve to put the gold tooth on the one that's the farthest out.
I know. What was that all about?
I asked him, did he reverse and did his bumper
right.
get... You know how your bumper gets caught on the curb? Yeah, I asked him.
And it pulled out. It got pulled out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, was you doing something?
Maybe oh, my goodness. Great. We got to have Pauly Pugh on the show one day.
Tooth got caught on
We got to have Pauly Pugh sit and do an interview with us.
You don't want Pauly Pugh on your show. You do.
No, I want Pauly. I know Pugh what I want on my show. Don't tell me what I don't want and what I want. I want Pauly Pugh on the show. I'll do an interview with Pauly Pugh.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Little sneak peek right there. Pauly Pugh. And people will now understand Stax's relationship to Pauly Pugh. And the only one that... He's really the only one that could have that special relationship with him. I'm sure he understands you and you understand him.
Yes, Pauly sir. Pugh.
Okay. Let's get to the nitty gritty real quick. Your business is...
Black Diamond Photography, NJ.
Black Diamond Photography, NJ. Now, Black Diamond, what is that all about?
I want to say with my whole situation, you know how they say pressure busts pipes?
Mm-hmm.
And pressure also cut coal and make a diamond.
That's right.
And I was a diamond in the rough, and I had a lot of pressure on me. I mean, I just seen it coming out, right?
Black Diamond. So you're Black Diamond.
Black Diamond. Some people call me Black Diamond. You know, that's my business. You know, it's I'm a king, and we are all kings and queens out here.
Oh, well, that was lovely. Okay, one more question that my wife loves to ask, and I like this question too because I really like the answers we've been getting lately. Describe your dream Trenton. What does your dream Trenton look like?
Okay, this is what my dream Trenton looks like. Every household in this city has a father, a mother. They have a complete family, every household. There are educational programs to teach our new millennials about history so they don't become a victim of repeating it. Way more programs that really can fill the void in any type of absence in a child's life. Because an idle mind is the devil's playground. You know, a lot of times they just need that positive word. And that might get them through a day or a week. My dream, Trenton, is where people really listen to what they saying and really look at what they fighting for and understand that we hurting ourselves more than the people that we fighting against. There are other ways. It's called unity. Look at what we did for that dang on chicken sandwich. We took something that don't even breathe anymore, and we gave it life. We gave it a social, a address. I could have swore I seen it driving in a Lamborghini. That chicken sandwich was lit bang. Yes, it was. And we did that by unifying. Everybody did the same thing. And we did it separately. Mm-hmm. Power, man. It's power in numbers. But people don't understand that. You know, a lot of them, like, honestly, a lot of these new kids, man, it's like the whole critical thinking. It's like they desensitize critical thinking. It's like they react instead of respond. I just want to see people respond more to life than react more to life.
Wow, that was definitely a unique answer. I haven't heard that one yet. That's pretty cool.
I tried, man. I tried.
Good stuff, man. You're trying. Paid off, man. That's good stuff. Cool. Well, Stax, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Let's get it.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. You can like us on Facebook, like us several hundred thousand times. I think you can do that. If you can't, well, try it anyway. Maybe you can. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. I think that's it. And we're on every podcast directory that is known to man. Check us out. Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. We are sitting here with Phil Stax. Phil Stax, where can people find you? Where can people meet you? Where can people go online to see anything related to Phil Stax?
You can check my Instagram at PhilStaxs. That's on Instagram and Facebook. I also have a Facebook page. Facebook page is Black Diamond Photography NJ. And my website is actually blackdiamondphotography.smugmug.com. But if you put in Black Diamond Photography in Google, everything's going to come up. It's all over the place. And I'm everywhere. I'm on people timeline them in their comments. I'm not in your girl's DM, though. Don't worry about that.
Because that was my next question. So you can be found online as Phil Stax as well?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll come up?
Yep. I have phone numbers, texts, emails. Everything is attached to all my pages.
Do you need to give your phone number now?
609-668-2340.
And people can get in touch with you through the website.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, people?
And ask somebody. A lot of times they be like, yeah, you know Phil Stax? Yeah, I know Phil.
Yeah, so if you're in Trenton, you could just ask somebody, do you know Phil Stax? And you'll get all of his information. But for people who are not in Trenton, who want to reach out to you, that's it. They could just find you online like that. Good stuff. All right, Podcastia. This has been another week and yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.